cutting edge guests, awesome uncensored jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place. All right, welcome back to the Sovereign Soul Show, you divine lions and lionesses. You know, we stand for love, levity, liberty. There it is right there. And you got the Bling Buddha as our mascot, firing red pills from his 9mm with the Punisher's tattoo over the left breast, representing Save the Children. Plus, we got the Lotus Flower and the Dove of Peace. Since we're all about sovereignty, one of the most schooled up people who not only says it, but does it right here, Professor and Dr. Dolores Cahill is back for the second time. I'm so honored. You have had an incredible whirlwind with the sovereign tribunals, the practice tribunals in the UK and Norway you've been running, and you're building up a new institute right now. And you're literally going out there and crushing it in terms of bringing on the sovereignty to everybody, whether it's I demand my straw man now, hashtag quantum financial system, and people are waking up to the banking enslavement and the government enslavement and then the COVID enslavement and lockdown. People are waking up. They're demanding it right now. And you've got the solutions and you're about to roll out a course if people email you. So we got a lot to talk about in about 60 minutes. And then and welcome to everybody on Send It Sunday on the Sovereign Soul
welcome.
Show.
Welcome to everyone. And thank you so much for having me on. I really enjoyed our first interview. So how are you doing? How are things there?
It was very successful. Well, I mean, it's just wonderful how God puts things in your lap, right? And says, okay, make sure you're talking, continue to talk about sovereignty, whether it's banking or health or travel. And we've got all of that just in the last week, which has really come to play here right now. So
it gives you standing, Brad. It gives you standing in law, right?
Indeed. Indeed. You know, and then we can turn around and we can teach and inform the world who is waking up, but looking for the solution. Now they need to know the sovereign solutions, not just we're talking a few hundred people, everybody. We're talking about the entire world. You know, your soul is sovereign. The sound of uniform love or sound of unlimited love, as our great omnipresence divinity, the creator, created us. And so here we are. So let's express it out. And you have the solution. So thank you. So yeah, go fire away for 60 minutes. It's just amazing. I'd love to, you know, listen for a couple of weeks and hopefully that'll happen soon too.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And I haven't been doing interviews deliberately for the last 6 months or so. I just did one a couple of days ago that just came out yesterday. And I know your one's coming out today, Sunday or whatever. So do you want to ask me anything in particular though to start off?
Well, right now, I'll tell you what's interesting. I was just sharing on a show recently with Lieutenant Colonel Ricardo Bosi, leader of Australian One Party, Dave Guru Graham, Captain Kyle Page, and on the Captain Kyle Page's channel, Kelly and Major Freddie Mac. And I state all of that for the people who, you know, may know one or two names. We did another roundtable, you know, a global roundtable live stream about 2.5 hours. And I looked at the analysis, and this will drive the basis of a preliminary part of discussion of my own Rumble channel on the Sovereign Soul Show. In the last 90 days, the number one show in terms of a solo show that I delivered by a factor of at almost 5 was teaching people about how to access their straw man account, at least to see, excuse me, not to access, to see the straw man accounts of what they're worth in America. And that show went crazy, right? And outside of the vaccine genocide, outside of the pedophilia, outside of the rampant disgustingness going on in the schools, which they're trying to teach and indoctrinate children of the world over right now, outside of the fact that Canada launched it and making it illegal, not lawful, right, but illegal in British Columbia to protest against pedophilia in schools. That's criminal now under their court system, colonial court system. That's kind of here. Money and finances is the number one for everybody. So I think this should drive the first part of our discussion on straw man access, why people are worth millions to billions of dollars in a death and the birth certificate, but not just from a preliminary level. You're literally about to launch a course that everybody can join into and understand not only how to access it and receive it, but also this is a way to take down the bankster fraud, the Vatican banks and the colonial courts as well, which they don't want us talking about. So all the more reason for us to talk about it and smile when we do it, right? All right. So
yeah, no, that's wonderful. So maybe just first off, I'll say that I'm kind of censored a lot on their system. Yeah, and also for the last 6 months or so, we've been doing it for the last 4 years, but trying to build our networks and strategically work behind the scenes, in order not to poke the bear, I guess, and also to work with our trusted network. So we have had a very planned analysis of sabotage and infiltration. And we've been teaching many of our in our network about how you actually identify people that are trying to prevent momentum, you know, with all different ways. And so as well, there's a lot of censorship going on the, you know, major media platforms, and even on a lot of the platforms that people wouldn't expect. So if people want to hear about me, and we will be, I haven't really been posting on my one channel, which I'll mention, but I will, because I don't want to just be talking about things. I want to actually be involved in doing it. So for people to find me is at Dolores Cahill on Telegram, at Dolores Cahill on Telegram. And then also, if people want to actually engage with us, they can email me at connect@custodian.com, CustodeIan.com. And we're also setting up an open source platform, which is like an institute teaching structure, and that's custodianinstitute.com. So CustodeIan Institute.com. Now, the information will be up on my Telegram channel, and the courses that we are doing there is the initial course will be around auditing. So it's called AUDIT audit. And if people want to email connect@custodian.com, they can email the word audit. And so it goes back a little bit to your people looking at their legal entity or so-called straw man is the, and I'm doing this every week now with a group of about 50 people from about 10 countries. These are our own network. So what I'm trying to do is say that the people who have worked at the forefront of the knowledge, freedom, sovereignty movement, I'm trying to give something back to them, you know, because there is a plan for this century, so the next whatever 75 years or 78 years, and that the people who are pushing back now, who are still standing, still smiling, may be the ones that will be targeted in the next wave or the next phase. So, like you said, it's very important that people audit themselves and then really understand who they are and make arrangements for themselves first. So I call that auditing. So what we will be doing is generating professional auditors. And to be an auditor, you will have to do the first step of this course, will be to audit yourself. And that includes potentially your health, you know, your own well-being. And you do this on clinical trials, or what's a phase four clinical trial is where you actually do post-marketing surveillance and just look at your own nutrition status, your own status for how good your water is and how healthy you are, and in a way, and your mental health, because a lot of people are traumatized. So within the Custodian Institute, we will have elements like we're working with Spectrum, which is a way of looking, it was developed for the veterans for post-traumatic stress for people who had been in the military or in war zones. But it turns out a lot of people are carrying a lot of trauma, which in a way then results in them having emotions, you know, that are negative. So things like sadness and guilt and anxiety. So part of the areas within the Custodian Institute will be people who are involved with previously for 20 years or so in dealing with veterans and people to recover. It's quite a simple approach. And I'm also training to be a trainer on that. So there are opportunities within that. So within the Custodian Institute, we will have different departments, but the overall theme is around auditing. And then you can look at the quality of your food, the quality of your water, and those simple things like mental health and resilience, and having good nutrition and healthy, structured water are actually kind of the foundations now, if we want to have the group of people that are becoming aware to just be strong enough in a way to face what's coming. And a lot of people will be kind of an educational node that we are encouraging people then that if you get this information, that in a purpose of giving it back or paying it forward, that you would agree then to inform, you know, 2 to 8 people within your own community or your loved ones. So that's kind of the initial model. But then immediately then the second phase of the audit is that you would audit your property. And a very fundamental part of your property is your name. And that seems might seem a bit strange for people who don't know, but there is a significant difference between the name Miss Cahill or yep. Miss Dolores Cahill, which is in the legal system, and the lawful name Dolores. Yeah. So yep. my summary of my 30 years of research in the law is law versus legal. That the law and the legal system are two completely different things, but it's really simple to unravel. Is the law applies to men and women. It's in the lawful language. And in the law, every man and woman are accountable, and the law is then implemented or upheld through the trial by jury system of 12 men and women around the world. And then the legal system is what I'm now calling a criminal mafia.
Yep.
And it has claimed over, you know, hundreds and thousands of years, the property of people, including their name. And then in return, they put people on a register and then they license them to get married or to work. And the how you know you are engaged in the fraudulent criminal mafia is that the men and women that are taking on this criminal role, this second job, this deception, they only address themselves in the legal title, and then they try and entrap people criminally and unlawfully by using the legal title. So that would be Mr. Smith or Miss Cahill. And so if you audit your name, which is what people call the straw man. Now, I don't use, there are certain words that they have actually brought into the system. And they have put a lot of baggage around certain words. So other words I also do not use is common law, because there has been 2 planned subversions of the meaning of common law over the last 1500 years. So you kind of have to study the antiquity and language for, you know, thousands of years in order to really be clear on how the manipulation of the legal system works. And they were aware that there would be people becoming aware in the future. So in 1515, Cardinal Wolsey, who was one of the agents of the system working with Henry VIII, in 1515, he said, learning against learning. So they had already planned 500 years ago, how they would manipulate the books that were printed hundreds of years ago, so that the in the future, this system would be pointing to false information hundreds of years in the past, in order to kind of further conceal the real knowledge. So that's what people call the straw man. I looked into mine about 10 years ago, and it had 127,000 transactions and was worth in their system of courtly worthless, but $774 million10 years ago. So now we can go into it a little bit. There's the issue of looking into their fraudulent banking system raises moral dilemmas, and partly why I'm holding the hands of people, about 50 to 100 people in the last few months, so that they manage and take control of their own name, is so that we have a group of sophisticated people who then have a knowledge of the banking system, the corruption behind the legal system and the fraud, and that then together as a group of custodians are people who really have an understanding, a very good understanding of the fraud, that we can then have the discussions at future meetings for how do we manage it. Because, for example, mine is whatever, 750 million, or was 10 years ago, it's probably much more now, that if everybody or 1% of people were to get access to that, that now would generate a coterie of people who had the information and this fiat money, you know, kind of setting up an alternative elite, which would not be morally correct. And also, if everybody gets it, which would be somehow a fair thing, that would lead to hyperinflation very quickly, right? So there is, while everybody, you know, is very interested in this, I think we can use it perhaps as a way to make people aware of the fraud. Yep. But there are some issues associated with it.
Absolutely there are. And I'd like to unpack this aspect for everybody to understand this. You know, there's been a few shows that I've done over the last 2 years. One was with Michael Jaco. Part of this topic was broached as well. You know, you have people in the chat who say, well, if I'm worth hundreds of millions or billions, you know, give it to me now. And the other side of that is, well, there's also a sovereign good versus the not so good nefarious. I mean, you go back to looking at decades of research that shows that people who have won the lottery, the majority of them, they're broke within 3 years. I think the factor was 94% of the people in 3 years who have ever won a lottery, if they were just making ends meet and they won it, they were broke 3 years later. Doesn't matter the amount, a couple $100,000 to millions of dollars in a lottery ticket, because the conditioning of that aspect of that individual is not there for financial and money management, right? And they just think that's abundance. It's going to roll in. I can go do this, but then that's it. Next thing you know, it's gone, you know, like a sieve. See you later. It sticks around for a little bit, but then it's going to slowly go through it like sand. The other one too is, it's a notion which has been around for a while. You know, if you're a poor asshole and you get money, you just became a rich asshole. Nothing else has changed, right? Except the money. So we definitely don't want a society where we have people who are still in the malevolent, who may not be the perpetrators of all of this, but they still don't have the greatest intentions for their community. And then all of a sudden they got access to this money. Then all we're doing is then money isn't what it's about. And God didn't really create us and to be here and be focused on the financial aspect. The key thing, everybody, is looking at this layer of fraud which has been perpetrated on us. We take this from a financial sector like an onion. You peel back that onion and you understand, oh, there's something called a straw man, right? This is your twin, unsovereign in them, the shadow in the system. And then you go back from that, and there's another deeper layer which Dolores was referencing. And it's never resonated for me to ever leverage the words common law, because at the end of the day, what we just have is God's law. And there is the natural law and order for sentient life, all sentient life or not. So I've never been out there and ever said common law. It just never resonated. And you articulated it so very well, because I knew there was something off. Let's just say that if any so-called king and queen or monarchy come in, regardless of whether it's 1500 BC in their current calendar, but that's just a new Caesar who came in and said, all right, we're going to do this for everybody, but you're still going to send out the tax collector. Guess what? They still don't have your best interests. Let's just go right back to Creator. Let's look at where we met on the Alliance of Indigenous Nations show when you spoke, Dr. Cahill, many months ago, and so eloquently as well. And they go back to, we look seven generations forward. We start every one of our Zooms with celebration, prayer, and dance, right? Nothing happens. Nothing is spoken about when we come together. And then there's typically Errol performing celebration, prayer, and dance. And then 15 minutes later, we begin with that special speaker or certain announcements with the Alliance of Indigenous Nations. And the focus is not on money. It's about sovereignty. It's about doing good and being who you are in this world, whether it's an artist or it's a musician, which is a form of being an artist, or you want to be a scientist, which again is a form of artist, because to me, it's the art is within our heart, right? And it's our expression outward, what it is that we'd like to do. Maybe you just want to build something. Guess what? A builder, an engineer, you're an artist, you're a creator. Guess what? Everything is creating and you're expressing divinity through you. So I appreciate the excellent explanation about behind the straw man. This is what was set up as a psyop, half a millennia old, knowing that people would start learning. So let's just set up this other controlled opposition system, which is a bit better, but it still has our mechanisms of control. And I think that's going to blow people's minds right now. But also, people, we don't want to put anyone into trauma. What this is about, when you share a truth, see if it resonates with you, digest it. There is a mourning experience. If this is new for you, the truth, you go through shock, awe, anger, resentment. But when you come through that grieving process, now you kind of like have a clean shower. You know, you went through the mud, you had a dirty weekend. You're like, okay, it's time to get back on it. So what is this truth? What can I learn? And then how can I share it with the community once I have merit, which is what you're speaking of? Audit thyself, love thyself first. What am I doing and intaking in the water in the glass? Because 90% of our body is water, carbon and crystalline. What is the nutrition I'm putting within? And then you start looking at the bubble outside you, the clothes that you're wearing, how you've structured your living environment, and then obviously finance being part of it for now, because we need a form of barter and trade anyway. And here we are.
Exactly. And it's, I suppose you're right. I think it is as well that people should probably plan like for 1 year at a time, you know,
yeah.
That a lot of people were probably very distressed for the last 4 years, you know, and that's why it's good in a way to acknowledge the trauma, because when you look at what they were actively doing in 2020 was actively traumatizing people using the various processes of psychology that they've worked on for many hundreds of years. Yeah. And then I think there's an additional trauma to people in the sovereignty movement is that many people were rejected by their families, which was a further layer of trauma because and were disbelieved or were, you know, the process of othering where yeah. they were actively excluded. And yeah. then they had to watch their loved ones maybe having adverse events or getting early diseases such as cancer, you know, or right. epilepsy or breathlessness or heart palpitations, and the further frustration and trauma of their loved ones not recognizing that it's connected with the injections, you know, there's, and also then maybe to have walked away or just removed themselves from many of their former friends or from, you know, or been bullied out of their job or left their profession so that they also have very little funding maybe.
Yeah.
And are have a different group of friends, but it's a kind of unresolved issue, you know, and that because, you know, part of the knowledge for them would be to look up areas of psychology or abusive psychology around like the Tavistock.
Yeah.
And Daniel Estulan has a really good book, The Tavistock Institute, which is about 7 years ago now, that explains it very well and the history of it. So I think what I'm trying to do now in the various initiatives and in Custodian Institute is to give people a platform that they can historically find out what really went on between 2020 2021, 22, and 23. And we must acknowledge that it may take people a decade or a generation to really assimilate what went on, you know, because it really has quite a long foundational basis and it's still ongoing. So that is what we want to do in the Custodian Institute. And then we're also will be in the, this is now in the next year or 2 years or so, looking to give qualifications in the areas that will specifically help people. So like in the areas around mental health and reducing trauma. And then we are working with health professionals and with people who provide good solutions for water in order to not just tell people, well, this is what you need to do, but in order to then give people the opportunities to either get access to things that will help them or that they themselves, if many people have no sources of income now, that I'm holding an invitation only meeting in Ireland in March of about 40 people or so. And these are people who have really dedicated, you know, the last 4 years worked voluntarily. And it's now working with them to see, well, how can we actually, there are certain things that we need as societies. So people would really like to access lawful health services, lawful emergency care, lawful midwifery services, you know, dentistry, and all the very basic things that they can actually operate in the world. And then when you move into the law, so you do actually reclaim your name, the legal entity, then you immediately realize that a lot of the systems that we have now, like the bank account system, and even the insurance related to professional indemnity or related to your mode of travel.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that interruption, Dolores. We'll continue. In movie mad, right? Everything was
it's all good. So I was just saying that once people, so part of the auditing process is that we want people in a way to not be overwhelmed by what's going on.
Yeah.
And then to feel the benefit themselves, right? You know, so that once they, people become more resilient, if they are feel healthier, and if they're given the skills to try and make themselves more resilient, both mentally and then physically. So that's, you know, that allows people to then go on to the next step. So then you've audited, you know, your health, and you can monitor that yourself. And then you then audit your name. Now, what I'm doing, we're really connected with the, from our network in Freedom Travel Alliance and in the World Freedom Alliance, Guardians 300, and in Custodian Institute, and like the Alliance of Indigenous Nations, there are really world experts who, from their own background as the native indigenous people with their own knowledge, but also with many people now in the sovereignty movement, is that once you, so it is, how do you then take back control of this legal entity, which is the name Mr. John Smith,
right?
So what I'm doing is we're setting up over the last 6 months or so, we meet every week. And we're doing this in about 15 nations at the same time. And it, what I'm trying to do is audit how others have done it in order that we will propose when it comes to the course on auditing your name, that it will be what is the minimum number of steps for the maximum amount of impact.
Yeah.
And the reason why that's important for people who are at the forefront of the sovereignty movement is that the fraudulent criminal mafia legal system that tries to intimidate people who are whistleblowers or people who are taking precedence cases or trying to stop the criminal behavior of the agents of the legal system, that they will potentially be targeted first. So that's the, this is a strategic kind of pathway that we're offering this knowledge and exchange of knowledge for key people around the world. And then when people have taken control of the legal entity, that we will be then the group of 100 or a few hundred or 1,000 people that can then map out the transition to the lawful structures in 20, 30 countries at the same time. And that we will also be the auditors and develop an international regulatory system, and that those 20, 30 nations can actually be involved in auditing and oversight of whatever the new lawful structures are. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So part of the steps then, there's a first or second, you know, I think we can do it to control the lawful name, maybe in about 7 steps. But as part of the process, we have met people from other continents who've done 67 steps or 68 steps to take this process. So what I'm saying to people is this straw man legal entity thing, we just want to resolve it. It's not like that we should waste too much time on it, because what we have to spend our energy on is establishing the lawful structures. So the lawful structures would be around auditing and accountability, and then immediately into the lawful operation of money, understanding the difference between lawful money and the commodity money and any kind of fiat security system.
Right.
And then that when you own something in law, you can then have your lawful money in a lawful post office, or we can set up a lawful banking systems, and a lot of the native indigenous people still control the assets of their nation, including their gold repositories. So there are many nations that could actually be the foundation of a lawful money system or a lawful post office system or a lawful new banking system. So when I'm speaking about this, I'm speaking about it in the 2 year, 5 year, 10 year generational sense, but I am absolutely sure, and what I'm my life's work really is to strategically plan to work, which we are working now with every nation in the world, and particularly the native indigenous peoples,
right,
that we are systematically saying we need a lawful accountability system, trial by jury. My preference would be that that would be led by the native indigenous peoples, which is why we went in December about 15 countries to look at the Sami people doing a precedence lawful trial by jury thing around their 5G and radiation. And in Oxford, there was again about 15 nations that came, where myself and Mick Stott were leading around the educational trial by jury event in England around the unlawful and criminal 15-minute cities. So what we're doing in Custodian Institute and trying to give people hope, but also to frame it that we do need hundreds and thousands of people to take ownership of their name. And then that name, so say if it was the Dolores Cahill name, that would be the name that would be on your home or on your bank account, on your pension, you know, on everything, that the property that you have. So in this system, you then remove it from the legal system that is set up, we'll say, in the City of London, and that Dolores in law is then taking control of the name Dolores Cahill, and right, all assets and property associated with that name is then taken off the criminal City of London register and right, then given to Dolores, the lawful woman. And it is that transition that will actually allow men and women to take control of their lives again, because most people work maybe one day a week for a criminal, unlawful lending of money and interest rates. And right, also then the nations are sucking out the time of people for another day a week to pay for a fraudulent and non-existent fiat national debt. That is really both of the, you know, those systems, the banking system and the taxation system, that money goes again into the people behind the City of London. And that is just a way of taking people's time away from themselves and their families and their communities. So that's the kind of strategic process. And one of the main things I'm doing then is with a team of like 9 people, mainly in Britain and Ireland, we have looked at setting up co-ops. And we're in the process in the next few months of developing courses through the network of making it easier for people to set up what are called co-ops or cooperatives, which have been around for hundreds of years. And it's a very simple and easy mechanism, either in law or in the legal system or in both, for communities or farmers or, you know, people to work together. So we have about 8 pilot cooperatives in about 10 countries, you know, we've about 16 really all together, and they are working mainly in cooperatives around food and farming and around providing health system. And it is those people that we are transitioning to take ownership of the legal entity, so that if they are challenged, that will generate a precedence case in law, and that for as long as I'm able, for people who become members of the Custodian Institute, and that we can then together work as precedence to challenge the agents of the legal system in whatever way they then try and confront farmers or people providing lawful healthcare. And then, of course, the last thing is that we are entirely aware that if we set up a new nursing system or a care system or a physician system, that there has to be international oversight, that we and everyone involved in the new system have to be uphold the law ourselves, that we are also accountable. And that's why we're developing these courses around auditors, because the real qualification will be that we will set up a robust audit system. And if there are harms, that can be then administered up to the level of the lawful trial by jury in the nations where this lawful transition is happening.
Well, Master Yoda said, you must unlearn what you have learned. And to become a Jedi, a sovereign Jedi, you talk about how there discussed and mentioned there were 67 steps for some people, and you want to condense it to 7 steps to sovereignty and have something where in the US there's ways that they are reclaiming their straw man. We have a pastor who watches our shows in Colorado who did it in 2014. But they took them for 3 years through the court system, you know, even with JP Morgan Chase, until they finally, you know, here's the money, here's this, you're now sovereign, you know, and kind of put a gag order on that. And I can understand it from a standpoint if you want to protect your family too, right? Because it wasn't as prolific, the word sovereignty, nor straw man, nor the fact that we're traded as chattel on exchange, even in 2011 when he began, if I have the timeline correct, to 2014 for when they said, okay, this is it, but never talk about this again type of a thing, right? And now here it is, because of what's going on in the world, he is. And I applaud his efforts for doing that.
Yeah. And yeah, I think there's David Strait as well. You know, David Strait, yeah, who I have in contact with, but right. He seems to be doing a lot of good work, and I know his yeah, wife as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And what I appreciate about this is you and your people, Dolores, are saying, well, the way forward is uniting internationally. We've been talking about this for years. You've been talking about it way longer and out there than I have. You know, I'm like little drop in the bucket here.
No, no, we all have our role to play. Together. So it's,
And coming together and going, okay, here it is for everybody, regardless of what the name of your Crown Corporation is, whether it's a Canada, an Australia, a New Zealand, you know, whether it's Ireland trade on the Dun & Bradstreet, all of them are, right? This is how you do it. And everybody goes, great. And now we have a concrete, legitimate, universal system, one that is for saving your soul, giving back your time, your energy, and money, rather than sucking your soul, time, energy, and money, which is the satanic system. And I love that. And I look forward to, you know, participating. And I would like to manifest that it's 1,000 people. You know, if we have go to 30 countries, 1,000 initial auditors trained up to be the knowledge transfer experts, and then that 1,000 can train 100 or share with 100 and bring it back from the program. That's yeah, just a beautiful blossoming effect, even with the resonant vibration of this conversation getting out into the universe right now and catching the plasma and running itself around the planet, whether it's a toroidal planet, a circular one, or flat one, I don't care. What matters is we have love, levity, and liberty worldwide. And part of that is, you know, you step into your sovereignty, you've got it in your mind, you feel it within your heart. And then what you do, like Master Yoda, unlearn what you have learned, because now here you are, we're bringing in the truth of what the real force is, you know, the light instead of the dark. And here we are. And I really applaud that.
And what I'm asking as well is, because, you know, I've put in probably up to $1 million now of my own funds, and I've no issue in a way. I have run out of money, which is fine. I'm very happy to have funded, you know, everything that I did myself and done it voluntarily. So what we are doing though now is moving into a professional phase. So what we're saying in the cooperatives, you know, we're very happy. All of us have worked on these co-ops for about a year. We've all done it voluntarily, but in the co-op phase and in teaching people about how to move their property and, you know, helping them around precedence cases or whatever, we will be saying to people, we will need to help. And we're also looking for people, like I do have this beautiful iconic castle in Ireland, and many people who are like farmers or whatever, they have venues which we will want to turn into centers of learning, yeah, and education. And also then to, you know, bring business to the farmers and to the co-op. So we will be actively saying to people who want to engage with us, we want you to change your purchasing power, that if there are farmers in Wales or England or Ireland or anywhere in the world, in Norway or Hawaii or Canada or whatever, that we would be saying to people, if you are going to engage in this process, you know, about auditing yourself and your property, that you would also audit how you spend your money and try and support courses for us, or support purchasing, making the decision to buy food locally and in season. And that you also maybe would buy seeds and try and make yourself spend a small amount of time to, and I would say we would want people to audit how much of their food they grow themselves, or that they support local producers and eat in season, and then try and, or that they would work with their neighbors to try and, you know, support people so that they can move to be 1% sustainable or 10% of the food that they take that they know directly or supporting directly people in their immediate vicinity. Because the levers of what's coming in this Agenda 21, so Agenda 21 is part of this legal system, corrupt system that's overarching. Each chapter is a decade. So 2020 is part of Agenda 21, 2030, 2040, 2050, that it's easy for them. You know, I've been studying this for all my life, really. But the, you know, if they do want to create artificial fear again, so they have to use different systems on different generations, they could easily have, you know, petrol or diesel shortages, or pretend there is internet outages or electricity outages or whatever. And what they want to do, their thing is order out of chaos. But what they're actually doing is chaos by design. And then chaos can easily be caused by saying there's a fuel shortage and now we have no food. And then they want people to be act chaotically, and then they can incrementally increase the unlawful agents of the police system, of the court system, to go after people. So part of what we want people who engage in this process is that people actually do support us now, what we're doing. And we also think that around in our custodian institute, we would like to use publishers or printers or, you know, documentary makers, or that we actually now support each other, and that if someone wants to set up a home education system or a lawful, you know, giving care, like nurses giving care to the elderly, that everything that we do now, we actually support part of the sovereignty movement for every aspect, you know, whether it is in, you know, auditing or in printing or, you know, internet facilities or whatever we use, that people actually have to, over the next few years, make the shift to support each other financially as well.
Yeah, sovereign tribe, you know. And you look at a tribe and a community, and it goes back to, whether it's from Israel or we go back to the times of Ayurveda, which are mostly what people are aware of now, even the ones, it's a stretch for people to go beyond 25, 30,000 years ago in the Mahabharata. But you look at the community, make sure that it is self-sufficient. Everybody knows what the other is doing, and everybody supports each other in that way. And if somebody gets out of line, remember 10 commandments, tablets type of thing, like, okay, well, there's a way that's already known. Everybody understands it. They understand, rather, what that's about. And that's how a beautiful, benevolent society functions and evolves and prospers. And you have these, I'm going to put it out there right now, these celestial schools of sovereignty, or learning centers, as you've said, and we've been talking about that in Dolores Cannon. The learning centers are coming around, right? And it's amazing that there's a Dolores Cannon, and we have a Dolores Cahill, and, you know, you've got, you know.
She was amazing. Yeah, 10, she's amazing. She was
10,000 years of bloodline in Ireland. You and Albion is pretty amazing. Yeah, she was. And I was a benefactor of some of her work, started in 2015. It was just really beautiful and life-changing for me. Uplifting. And so now we're here at this point in time where it's incumbent on everybody to go, I'm aware, what's next? And right below, again, in the description, if you're watching the broadcast here or you're listening to this on a podcast platform, you have the email address to write to Dolores. It's right here. And I'll repeat it all so everybody has it auditorily as well. But again, it's right underneath. Now, if you're watching this on Rumble, on the mobile, they serve an ad above the description. So I can't do anything about that because I've had comments like, oh, there's an ad there. Like, wait, you know, maybe this is not a show for you. If you can't wait a minute to then get to the information that you're so impatient to write a comment about. And then the custodianinstitute.com Again, CUSTODEAN, that spelling, institute.com. It's all below here as we go. Because everybody knows, right? We've seen the wonderful farmers step up and go, great, we're going to go spray some manure over here. And now we're mortaring, the French farmers are mortaring the government puppets into their homes, which is just, it's hilarious. And it's a beautiful step to take in terms of community coming together because we're at the 2 year anniversary right now this month of the Freedom Convoy in Canada. So you got to see community come together. You got to see Mennonites in Saskatchewan as people were traveling down the number one Canada highway, and the RCMP made it refused to allow the convoy from British Columbia through Alberta to Saskatchewan pull over to get gas or food or stop. So Mennonites on their carriages in minus 15 in blizzards and snow ran ahead of the convoy in their carriage, a caravan, and fed thousands of people on their own. And the Mennonites, they heard of it, of course, because they have phones now, but they still are stewards of that society, that culture, which we're all returning to sovereignty in God, which you are sharing here, which is we are self-sufficient. We look after one another. We know what we got about health. We understand our God. We have our guiding principles, and this is it. And so this is where we're coming back to, and you guys have a solution for it worldwide. I'm so grateful for
I mean,
it.
really, it's the indigenous, the native people actually have the solutions and the knowledge, you know? I mean, you know, it's
Hand it down.
not, we're not inventing anything. And
No.
I think they are about 10 to 20% of the population of the world, you know, even though they have been targeted.
Huge.
And what I've said just on another interview is if my grandmother was alive, she would be 140 years old. And if my father was alive, he'd be 100 years old. And really, in a beautiful way, people like me were given the oral tradition that they actually had the ancient oral tradition. So, you know, that they passed on to me unbroken, which is the
Beautiful.
essentially the native indigenous, you know, the equivalent of the Aboriginal oral tradition, as well as the native Irish language oral tradition that also encapsulated much of the oral tradition of law and accountability. So the legal system actually works through this unlawful language, legalese, and
Yep.
then they misrepresent the words through this trickery, and also, you know, words in all capital letters, the large letters, is actually a foreign language, and having two languages on the page is there is not a lawful document. So once you then realize the trickery, and of course they dress up in black as priests, because a lot of it is the ecclesiastical criminal misrepresentation, and it's a mockery. And also they're dressing up in black to personify the evil mockery that they're making of decent people, and also that they are trying to personify that the light of justice and truth is extinguished. And that's why they dress up as priests and they do this bowing, and then they call themselves deceptively agents or officers or ministers, because they're in the legal, ecclesiastical, criminal way, they are ministering false information to their flocks, and it's all a mockery. But once you realize that the native indigenous peoples everywhere are a repository of the traditional lawful system, and in a beautiful way, it was the same all over the world. So what we have been misrepresented is that for tens of thousands of years, all the native people traveled widely, and all those civilizations were very interconnected, and that we see in many graves around the world that, like in the graves in Ireland from tens of thousands of years ago in our sacred sites, they had, you know, stones and gold and jewelry from every continent in the world. And
Yeah.
in a way, people are kind of wondering how come this 12 men and women trial by jury is the same all over the world for all native peoples, and the knowledge of the law, act in honor, do no harm, and that men and women have inalienable rights of life, travel, speech, privacy, and property. In the ancient written texts and in the oral tradition around the world, it is the same, because the men and women in ancient times all traveled and were connected and did respect each other. So really, we're just returning to the tradition that everybody really knew deeply in our cultures, even 100 or 200 years ago, and that the maybe one in five of the population have an unbroken record of native indigenous peoples. And that's really, it is from their wisdom and knowledge that all of the transition will come out into the rest of the nations. And it's just a rediscovering and a remembering of what our ancestors, you know, even our great grandparents, all everybody knew.
That's really beautiful. I've had honored to have hosted Hoka Wichasha from Lakota Horse Nation on the show. He's, you know, what he's went through, one of the last surviving members of the very last Aboriginal school, 1993 in the United States.
Wow.
And he is the historian. So as you've mentioned this, you know, he brings forth 15,000 plus years of uninterrupted story and history to his nation. And as he shared on the show, what was beautiful was what they're getting back to, the roots that they're teaching the men, the boys and the girls, and then the young teens, and then the men and the women, how it was, how to go out. And as a horse nation, this is literally the ultimate form of horsemanship, how to work with and then select and then make partnership with a wild horse, and then to fashion your own knife and bow and hunt and have that horsemanship and that connection with an animal where you have this beautiful divine partnership, and then creating your society, choosing and dating and finding the man, the divine feminine, the divine masculine to come together, then to move forward and evolve this society by bringing children forth as well, which are uninterrupted by the legalese and the fiat system. I also point this out because we've had a few comments on this where, you know, Brad, you talk about sovereignty, but you want to go purchase this thing and you have to use the fiat money. Well, here's the thing, right? There's a bridge. And Ricardo Bosi mentioned this in a show about a year ago. It was great. He said, you know, here's the thing. When you're in a military, right, 24 years spec ops as an infantry officer, he said, if you overtake your enemy and there are tools and resources you need from that enemy, then you leverage it to advance your initiative. So guess what? You know, tools and resources of a fiat system to advance your initiative until that's all no longer needed and you have created something better. This is what you do, ladies and gentlemen, right? And you advance yourself with all the tools and the resources from a standpoint of benevolence, to return to sovereignty in God. I keep messaging that. The Venus Twins have a lovely course for that in Australia. I think it'd be beautiful for you to hook up with them as this rolls out, because they are so well connected, and as well as Ricardo and Dave
absolutely,
as the months unfold. So thank you so much for what you do. What would be your final one or two messages, Doctor, for the world as we end off here for this lovely evening?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me on again, Brad. It was beautiful. Thank you. I would wish for people to have hope, but also that they don't have a naive hope, that they actually, even without, you know, interacting with what we're trying to do, that they would actually just take the time to audit themselves and make a vision for themselves, and then write it down, and then see if they can become as healthy as possible. And then try and think about, can they grow their food, or do they know someone who has chickens? You know, how can they actually really integrate? Yeah. Just even if it's 5% of their food is coming from a local area or from their neighbors, like, it's very basic. And then that they would maybe try and learn a little bit about this law versus legal, because in the, like, things will be much better in a generation. So that might seem, you know, if you're listening to this and you're 20, you think, oh my God, by the time I'm 45 or so, it'll be sorted. But I think just for people to take the time to see that the significance of the law versus legal is actually the pivot in society, because once you have the lawful knowledge and remembering, you then can hold everybody to account. And that turns everybody very quickly, like a domino effect, that people then are accountable, and then they must tell the truth. And then practically it means that coroners, you know, must not falsify death certs, and that physicians must actually give the best treatment, and that there are, if there are poisons in the food or in the water, the people who are running those water facilities and the civil servants hold the liability. So I think I would just say, Be kind to yourself. Do try as much as you can to audit yourself and your own health. And then just be, if you give yourself this information or take the time to look up law versus legal, you, it will give you a huge peace of mind, because you can then see that it's not just a naive hope, but that we can actually work and support each other to restore proper functioning of society within the next 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, or a generation. So thank you so much, Brad, for giving me the opportunity.
My goodness. I'm honored that I'm second interview and the first time you've come back to do shows for 6 months. So I truly appreciate
thank
it. And to you and the benevolent organization of people behind and surrounding you as well, for good reason. Some of them are not to be named or shown at this point in time. So I do look forward to hopefully near very, very near future.
And you're very welcome. So we have a lovely invitation only meeting in March 2024 now for the Key Network. But we will be holding meetings that will be open more to the public. And, you know, please, people, bear with me, because, you know, there's not that many of us at the minute, and we're hoping to. We will gladly accept people helping us in the years to come. So thank you very much, Brad, and to everyone for listening.
Thank you, too. Many blessings, everybody. All the information is below for Dolores and this lovely organization. We'll see you all later.
Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you.
Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls. Look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com. Thanks for joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this with 9 friends and family. And of course, if you enjoy our blinged Buddha firing red pills from his 9mm, let us know.